This is John Batcher, conversation with my colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs. I learn of the story of King Tudros of Ethiopia, who committed suicide rather than surrender to the British expedition in 1868. His son and wife then traveled to England. Both died there. The son died at age 18 as a ward of Queen Victoria and was buried in Westminster Chapel. Now Ethiopia and the family of the prince seek his remains to be returned to Ethiopia. Gregory tells the story, and with the twists and turns of modern politics, King Charles gets involved in a way that is challenging and revelatory. Here's Gregory.
Lately, he personally has been irrationally criticized, particularly in the U.S. media.
We have about a minute, 1 minute. Go ahead.
In the Daily Beast, as for refusing to repatriate the remains of young Prince Alemayehu, who died at age 18 and was buried in Windsor Castle in Britain. The prince was the son of Emperor Teodros II, who, when faced with a war with Britain, committed suicide, and his wife, the Empress Turawerk, died coming to England with her son. The son came to England, was a ward of Queen Victoria, died there at age 18, buried at Windsor Chapel. And now King Charles has said, well, we can't move the body because he's buried within the framework with all of these other people going back to Henry IV of England and the like. All intermingled, he said, we cannot disturb the remains of any or all of those. So we can't repatriate the remains of Prince Alemayehu. Now, this has caused great criticism, but he is really unable to do anything other than to empathize with the Ethiopian people. And I think it will raise the ability of the British government to negotiate an improved position for the West in the Horn of Africa.
I'm John Batchelor.